Regarding the requirement that we're going to have to deal with this concept, how do we convert 1 million cycles per second, 60 million RPM, into a more suitable, let's say, 9 or 10,000 RPM for a motor? Because the circuit, you know, is going to want to create a rotation speed that's ridiculous for a motor. What do we do about that? Because the circuit is the motor. How do we incorporate a high frequency yet have a rotation that's reasonable for both the motor itself as well as the axle of the car that it's connected to? Well, it's really simple. Alexanderson, the guy, Mr. I can't remember his first name, built a generator for the Marconi Radio Corporation that had so many poles. He didn't have windings on the generator. It was a disc, a metallic disc, and it was serrated. It was cut on along the circumference to make teeth, and each tooth was a pole. And when he spun it at a very high speed with the help of a motor, it created the high frequency he needed, several hundred thousand cycles per second. Well, Tesla has a patent on that very idea of a generator, but he doesn't do it that way. He doesn't have serrations on the edge. What he does is he has grooves along the surface, and then he has two of them. He has one that moves, actually three. He has one that's stationary and two that move on either side to create a sandwich. And the planar surfaces of each that face each other are where the grooves are, and the grooves are radial. They go from the center to the circumference outward. And so when one turns with respect to the other that's stationary, you get a change of electrodynamic behavior at a high rate of change. And thus you're able to get the high frequency without the use of coils. So coils are getting in the way of dealing with a motor or generator in a high frequency situation. So yeah, it would be a specially designed AC motor that went into that Pierce-R demonstration, because there would be no bifilar coil. You know, these two coils representing bifilar coil, they wouldn't be there. L1 and L2 would be represented by some sort of flywheel kind of magnetizable disc capable of exhibiting, let's in this case, 800 millihenries per disc, and maybe we'd have two of them back to back with a magnetic barrier in between. I don't know, what would you use as a magnetic barrier to reshape the magnetic field? I don't know. off the top of my head, what do you use for a magnetic barrier? Oh, you don't. No, you can't shield magnetism. That's right. I don't think you can. No, all you can do is reshape it. Well, I don't know. I don't know what you'd... I haven't given this any thought, because it just came to me now that I have to put this into this movie. So, you'd have flywheels for your main coils producing the voltage oriented magnetism contributed to the armature. Because the armature is blending the high voltage magnetism and the low voltage magnetism of the starter coils, and it's blending the current, the high current of the starter coils, with the low current of the main coils to get the total current versus voltage that's going to interact with the squirrel cage rotor. So we can have starter coils, and we can have as many as we want on the armature, but they're just two turns. But the main coil is not a coil. It's a flywheel disc, a magnetizable disc, at least one. I'm not sure about how to get multiple in there or if they're even needed. Well, actually, the serrations are on both sides, so you only have one. There you go. I suppose. So the entire disc would have to be 1600 millihenries of magnetizability, and then he would have put grooves, radial grooves, on either side going outward. And if the disc spins at, let's say, 1,000 cycles per second, which would be 60,000 RPM, that's a little high, but let's just say for the point of discussion, if it was 60,000 RPM, which is 1,000 cycles per second, where's my little calculator? 1,000 cycles per second, and it has to be 1,000,000, means you have to have 1,000 serrations going around the perimeter or the circumference of that disk. And so if the circumference of the disk is 1 meter, then each serration at the circumference has to be a millimeter apart. So every millimeter of circumference is one groove, the mark, where the groove is located on the circumference that goes towards the center. The circumference itself is smooth, but on the planar surface, the flat side, it's got a groove going down towards the center, a radial groove. So, you know, that's the way Tesla did it in his patent. Now, maybe he did it the way Alexanderson did. He put poles, you know, he put serrations, you know. However he did it, it would have to be one pole per millimeter if the disk is spun at 1,000 cycles, at a speed of 1,000 cycles per second. Pretty fast speed. Well, oh, brother. 9,000. Oh, it's 150. Oh, it would be 150 cycles per second. That's right, because it's 9,000 RPM. So if it's 1,000,000, wait a minute. Let's clear this. 1,000,000. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Divided by 60. No. No, not that. Divided by 1,000,000 divided by 100. Oh, I'm sorry. Divided by 9,000. So 1,000,000 is our target, but 9,000 is what we want the motor to spin at. So we've got my bad eyesight. We have to have merely 111 serrations, grooves, I mean, not serrations, grooves, radial grooves, 111 radial grooves, 111 grooves in a radial arrangement etched into each planar side, flat side of a flywheel, a magnetizable flywheel. Because the disk is spinning at 9,000 RPM, but we want its frequency connected to the circuit to be 1,000,000. And so 111 times 9,000 RPM will give us times 9,000 will give us 1,000,000 cycles per second. 1,000,000? No, wait. No, it's not 9,000. It's 150. Yeah, I knew something was wrong. Okay, 1,000,000 divided by 150, because it's 150 cycles per second. Okay, that's different. That's 6,667 grooves. So if you've got a circumference of 1 meter, that's a fraction of 1 millimeter, so it's going to take a very large disk. Yeah, that's going to be a very big disk. If you had 1 millimeter per groove, assuming 1 millimeter, that means the circumference has to be this many millimeters, which is 6.7 yards. So 6.7 yards, 6.7 yards, and it's 2 pi r, right? The circumference is 2 pi r, so divided by 2, and then divided by 3.14159 will give us 1 millimeter. Huh? Oh, I see. So it still works out to be 1 millimeter. How about that? So we have a disk of 6,700 grooves, radial grooves etched into each side, the planar side, spaced at the circumference location of 1 millimeter apart. and that'll give us a difference so that we can have 1 megahertz in the circuit and 150 cycles per second of the rotation of the squirrel cage so that it be 9,000 RPM. So it works. The math works. Isn't that a beautiful thing about math? It works. So now I can shut up and insert this into my video. Isn't this cool? This is so cool. Discovery is cool.